Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England. This will make for a clear night tonight, and temperatures will be seasonably cool with most places in the lower 50s with some 40s across the mountain valleys. This will set us up for a beautiful day on Saturday. With that same high pressure center in control and overhead, we'll have brilliant sunshine, just a slight breeze, and temperatures will be seasonably mild and in the mid to upper 70s for afternoon highs. At this point, we'll have to track Hermine along the eastern seaboard as it is expected to work its way up and off the mid-Atlantic coast and take a position east of New Jersey and south of Long Island before slowing down or even stalling out. With this track, mostly cloudy skies will dominate the weather picture on Sunday into Monday across southern parts of New York and New England, with more sunshine closer to the Canadian border. Anything further north of this track would mean rain or showers across parts of interior New York and New England, especially south of I-90, so the forecast for the latter stages of the holiday weekend still highly uncertain. Either way, it does look like the better weather will be to the north and west, with more inclement weather likely to the south and east. High temperatures across the area will average in the upper 70s to around 80. The effects of Hermine could still be felt into the early stages of next week on Tuesday, perhaps even Wednesday, if it fails to move from its position south of Long Island. When it eventually does during the week, we'll go back to more sunshine and warmer temperatures with highs in the mid-80s. Taking a closer look at Hermine, the National Hurricane Center continues to track the storm through the southeastern states. Hermine is moving toward the northeast near 18 miles per hour, and on this forecast track, the center of Hermine will move over coastal North Carolina tonight and off the North Carolina coast tomorrow. A tropical storm warning is in effect for the east coast of the United States from the Florida-Georgia line to the Delmarva Peninsula. Hermine is expected to produce storm total rainfall accumulations of 5 to 10 inches, with isolated maximum amounts of 15 inches over the southeast and portions of the mid-Atlantic. These rains may cause life-threatening floods and flash floods. A few tornadoes are also possible across coastal portions of North and South Carolina. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon, sunny in New York City, temperatures falling back into the 70s, mostly sunny in Boston, temperatures holding in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly clear skies with temperatures falling back through the 70s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear skies tonight with lows back to around 60. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs reaching to about 80 degrees. For the Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, the Taconics, and the Berkshires, including the Litchfield Hills. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny skies for the day on Saturday with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly clear skies tonight with temperatures back down into the lower 50s. More sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow in the middle to upper 70s. Region-wide for Sunday and Monday, highly dependent on the track of Hermine. Right now we'll go with mostly sunny skies near the Canadian border, mostly cloudy skies with the chance of rain closer to the coast, and a mix of sun and clouds in between with highs both days near 80. More in the way of sunshine as we get deeper into the week, with high temperatures reaching toward the 80-degree mark again on Tuesday and well into the 80s on Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.